It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, it's the weekend, and you've tuned in to the Grillin' Guys on our Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you doing that. I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We're going to talk about hogging on the grill. Sounds like a little bit of fun, Bob.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it is. Let's hope so.
Right.
We like hog. But welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves. We're so happy you joined us. And we want to invite you to our website. It's called thegrillinguys.com. All right? And there's all kinds of cool things you can find there. You can find our sponsors on the right, and you can click and get deals from them. You can actually click on a headset up at the top right and click the link to receive this podcast. So in case you're not up early enough or late enough or wherever we're at in your market, you can just send it right to your phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was at a memorial in Detroit, a couple of them. I was just at one again the other night. And one of my nephews from Pennsylvania came up and said, "Hey, I was cruising down the road and I had Sirius on and David Webb was introducing you." So my nephew's out in Pennsylvania. He heard me on the David Webb show, which he about drove off the road, he said.
Yeah, right. That's kind of fun.
That's funny.
Yeah.
How that satellite will reach out and touch you.
Yeah.
But anyway, right now we are on terrestrial and it's been a season for people passing away in our circle. First it was my brother, then it was my sister-in-law. A couple days ago, my wife's high school friend died. She had muscular...
sclerosis?
Muscular atrophy, muscular system atrophy, MSA. And it's like Parkinson's, but it took Bridget Brennan 15 years. Finally succumbed to it, but it normally takes you out in 8 years.
Yeah.
But she was the sweetest girl. Anyway, yeah, so, man, I'm done with funeral homes for a while.
Everybody needs to be. Hey, let's shift gears here. We're going to talk a little bit about hogging on the grill. That is pork. One of the most popular cuts of meat for barbecue guys in the world, I think, even more than chicken. Is there's always some kind of part of the hog. So I want to talk about, there's five chops on a hog that Jop is going to talk about hog chop right now. There's rib, loin, sirloin, double cut, and a blade. And let me go through those. A rib chop. This is probably your most common one. It's the center of the loin. It's lean. These are the pork chops that you see in the supermarket or your butcher. There's a loin chop. Now, this has a T-bone in it, and that bone is going to hold a little moisture for you. Bob will tell you that the meat has its flavor with or without the bone, but the bone will hold a little bit of moisture. Sirloin chop, this is probably the you ever been to the big box store where you got two or three really nice pork chops on the top, and when you peel them away, there's this big piece of pork meat, which is the same thickness as a steak, but it's now you're back to the sirloin. It's a little bit bigger chunk, and that's a sirloin chop. It's a little less expensive.
Don't they call it a pork steak?
It's kind of back near the hip, right? Fairly lean.
Isn't that a pork steak?
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly. Sirloin chop. And then you got double cuts. These are special occasions. Probably got to go to your butcher to get those. That's a two-bone chop. That'd be a form of the rib chop or the loin chop. And then the blade, that's a shoulder. That's when we do pork butts. There's a shoulder blade in that butt sometimes, a bone-in pork butt. If they cut a steak off that, that's called a blade chop. So you got five different chops from Jop on the hog.
You could just go to a chop shop.
You could, right. So one more thing. When you're shopping for hog, the redder, the better. Okay, just remember that. The muscle part of the meat, the redder, the better. The fat that's around the outside needs to be a creamy white. If it's yellow, it's old. Don't buy it, because that's one of your true things you can do. You want them marbled, if you can, your chops, because fat's flavor. Again, the creamy white stuff, but it'll be marbled throughout the meat.
That's something you don't see much in hogs anymore in America,
right?
You know, is marbling in the chop.
Right.
And
well, they grow them so fast.
I think that is exactly what's going on.
Right. And then, you know, the other thing is that I wouldn't worry too much about hormones in your meat. I prefer hormone-free, but most hormones are illegal now in the growing market.
Oh, good.
So they do them naturally. And then, you know, anything that's called pasture-raised or heirloom is going to be all natural diet anyway, and it's probably just a little bit more tender.
It's going to be a really hairy pig when you kill it, too.
Right, yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to mention the mosquitoes this year are ridiculous all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, we had a drought for, what, like 5 weeks, and then all of a sudden
monsoons.
It rained and a ton, and now they're making up for lost time, baby.
Goodness sakes. It's as bad as I've ever seen it out in my neck of the woods. You being in town might not be quite as bad. But
well, we have a lawn service that sprayed them, too, for them.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're in the woods.
I do my own.
Enough spray in the world to cover your place, man.
Well, there is. Yeah. I buy it. I'm buying the cutters, the hooks on your hose.
Right.
But it rains as soon as I spray.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not working. I think it's feeding them.
Right.
I found a good podcast I wanted to mention for all you dads out there. I'm like really intrigued by, of course, any small investments, stock market. I love the apes, for example. But there's a podcast called Rich Dad. And it is, I believe it's the same people that wrote Rich Dad, the book that everybody uses as a Bible.
Yeah.
But this podcast, you can download it for your phone, called Rich Dad. It's entertaining, but incredibly informative. And my son got me hooked on it. And so I'm appreciative of that. The other thing I want to mention is the world's kind of on fire right now. The currency, and this is why my investment portfolio is changing. Lebanon's currency just crashed, and they're going to go to the IMF, which is the World Bank, the deep state. They're going to go to them for money. So bye-bye, Lebanon. South Africa? Absolute war zone. It's a bloodbath down there, and it's crazy. And that has nothing to do with grilling, but as a dad or just a husband, father, kid, whatever, you watch the world right now, and there seems to be like things erupting all over. And it's just a good idea to kind of watch these world events because it can trigger other things, and I'm a big, I wouldn't say prepper, but I love having a pantry full of food. I love having my bunker, and I think it's a good idea to stock up on, and food prices, the inflation right now, things are becoming inflated as heck. It reminds me of Jimmy Carter days, so it's a great time to stock up on your food because it's only going to get worse. Like beans and rice and all that stuff that's in cans and bags, buy it up, man, because I think prices are just going to get even crazier.
Could be, yeah. I mean, the world is the world, man. It goes around and around.
Oh, not to forget Cuba.
Right.
We just talked about La Caja China, which is the Cuban pig cooker.
Right.
Well, they can't get pork in Cuba. They're on the streets rioting because communism has bled them dry. I mean, I know all the fat cats have plenty of food and money, but the people are literally starving. I saw film footage of the streets of Havana, and it looked like Lebanon 10 years ago. I mean, they have drawn it down to absolute sheer poverty. So don't tell me communism and socialism's an answer. It's not.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to come to another part of the world, the middle of the United States, a little town called St. Louis, and we're going to talk some ribs. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.